4. Listening to the Wind. It took an angel to introduce this Native American woman to AA and recovery.
I started drinking when I was around 11 years old. I stayed with my brother and his wife just outside of Gallup, New Mexico. We were poor. The smell of beans and fresh tortillas symbolized home to me. I slept in a bed with three other children, where we huddled close to keep warm in the freezing winter. The snow was deep around us. I had a hard time reading and understanding schoolwork, so I skipped school every chance I got. My dad and grandma had told me the old stories about the longhouse and the travels of our people across the deserts and mountains of this country. I met a boy, and together we ditched school and stole a truck. We drank tequila and explored the red mesas together. Sometimes we sat in the shade of the trading post directly across the street from the tracks. When the train rumbled through the dusty small town near the reservation, it promised glamorous places far away. When I was 15 years old, I arrived alone in San Francisco with a guitar, a small suitcase, and $30. I went to several taverns and coffee houses in search of a job singing. I believed I could pursue a career as a performer. 3 days later, I found myself sleeping in a doorway to stay out of the rain that had fallen all day.